Governor Kevin Stitt's administration has hit some major milestones implementing its partially privatized Medicaid plan. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports there's much more to do and plenty of pushback.
Oklahoma is fundamentally transforming how it uses Medicaid, despite major opposition from the medical community and from the legislature. Medicaid is the program that uses state and federal funds to offer low-income Oklahomans health coverage. Here, it's called SoonerCare, and by next year, it is expected to cover about 1 million people, 1 in 4 Oklahomans. Stitt's plan, known as Managed Care, will shift $2 billion in Medicaid funding to 4 private health insurance companies, tasking them with coordinating care for about 700,000 Oklahomans. In essence, instead of paying doctors and hospitals directly, Oklahoma will be giving those companies a monthly allowance for each Medicaid member using their services. That managed care program will be named Sooner Select. Supporters say the program will improve health outcomes in Oklahoma, which rank among the worst in the nation. Here is Stitt during his most recent State of the State address, which he delivered before the legislature on February 1st.
America's health ranking puts Oklahoma 46th in the country in health outcomes. We're one of the worst in the country in obesity and diabetes rates. We have the third most deaths from heart disease. That's unacceptable to me, and I know it's unacceptable to all 4 million Oklahomans.
Supporters say these private insurance companies have more experience in coordinating care with different providers, and they'll have more flexibility in how they spend their money. Here's Oklahoma Deputy Medicaid Director Traylor Raines giving some examples of that flexibility.
You know, there's a lot of federal regulations that kind of hamstring our abilities to do certain things, like give certain incentives to members to join a gym, for example, or, you know, in the middle of the summer, if the AC goes out, to buy a window unit to prevent someone that has a heart condition from going to the ER. So these are things that a managed care plan can do that we can't.
Opponents are concerned the program was designed hastily, that it will reduce health access for low-income Oklahomans instead of improving it, that the $2 billion in contracts faced no legislative oversight, and that Oklahoma's past attempts to implement full managed care failed miserably. Oklahoma used managed care in the past, abandoning the model in 2003 after too many insurance companies dropped out of the program. Officials have considered resuming the policy for several years. Governor Kevin Stitt showed some interest, but it really took off last year. Why then?
With Medicaid expansion now in our Constitution, this is the perfect opportunity to reimagine healthcare delivery in Oklahoma.
He's referring to the new policy Oklahoma voters adopted this summer. They opted into the Affordable Care Act program that has been available for more than a decade, which expands Medicaid coverage to more low-income adults. The governor's office and legislature had previously opted out of the program, arguing it was too expensive. But voters placed it into the Constitution when they passed a state question in June 2020. Those 200,000 expected new enrollees and most of the rest of the Medicaid population will be using one of the 4 health insurance companies. Just about every health industry group, including the Oklahoma Hospital Association and the Oklahoma State Medical Association, have issued statements condemning the program. The latter issued a release last week stating it intended to file a lawsuit in the Oklahoma Supreme Court to block the policy until lawmakers can weigh in. Several members of the legislature have spoken out against the policy. Dozens of Republicans issued a joint release in December decrying it, saying that its implementation would be a costly disaster. Former Senate Health Committee Chairman and current Senator Rob Standridge has been a vocal opponent. Here's one of his concerns.
This may be the biggest contract ever contemplated by the state of Oklahoma, and we're going to do that without legislative approval. That defies all logic, in my opinion.
Lawmakers have also raised concerns about the $50 million in state funding it would take to even launch the program, among other worries. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.